Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation today. There is a gospel story in the Christian tradition that raises a question for each of us, regardless of our view of God. I'd like to read a part of this story and then use the rest of this time to consider the question Jesus poses to the man who was crippled for many years. Here's the reading. Soon another feast came around and Jesus was back in Jerusalem. Near the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem, there was a pool in Hebrew called Bethesda with five alcoves. Hundreds of sick people, blind, crippled, paralyzed, were in these alcoves. One man had been an invalid there for 38 years. When Jesus saw him stretched out by the pool and he knew how long he had been there, he said, "Do you want to be healed?" The sick man said, "Sir, when the water is stirred, I don't have anybody to put me in the pool. By the time I get there, somebody else is already in." Jesus said, "Get up and take your bedroll. Start walking." The man was healed on the spot. He picked up his bedroll and walked off. Do you want to be healed? Seems like an absurd question, doesn't it? Who wouldn't want to be healed, for heaven's sake? Well, maybe Jesus' question isn't so absurd. Maybe there are those who have become attached to their sickness, who prefer their own way to a better way, or who refuse help because they want to do things themselves or on their terms. Jesus' question is not, "Are you sick?" or "Are you suffering?" but "Do you want to be healed?" He knows the man's sick and that he's been suffering for a long time. What matters is whether or not the man wants to be healed. In his response to Jesus, the man says that he has been waiting for someone to lift him up and place him in the healing waters, but no one has done so. And so he has been lying there in his misery for 38 years. You know, I find myself marveling at this man. After all that time, he still waits in hope. Indeed, he wants to be healed, but even more, he is still waiting and wanting for someone to do for him what he can't do for himself. Who knows if he was always ready and always willing to be healed? But at this critical moment, he is. And so Jesus heals him, not against the man's will, but rather with his consent. Let's take the rest of this time we have together this morning and ask ourselves these questions. How am I like the man at the shores of the pool in Bethesda? Is there something I hope would be different about my own health? If I could be miraculously healed, how would things be different in my life? What would I have to do differently if I were healed? Do I really want to be healed? You know, there's a cost to being healed. Am I willing to pay the price?